14 minutes after 5 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Mr. Douglas, you keep those raindrops away from Avon. You can keep them in Elyria, but you keep them away from Avon.
I'll
Is that
see
all
what
right?
I can do. Yeah, I'll
can
do my best.
Can we make that
best.
Happen?
I'll
all right,
see
yeah, wave, wave your magic wand to make sure that it stays dry here in Avon. And we're about an hour and 15 minutes away from the first pitch between the Lake Erie Crushers and the Windy City Thunderbolts. Don't forget, you can hear tomorrow's game on Stream 1 or Stream 2 at the beginning, as AM 930 WEOL will have the Indians doubleheader against the New York Yankees, a traditional twin bill. When they wrap up, we'll have the Lake Erie Crushers and Windy City T-Bolts for you here in Avon tomorrow. But coming up this weekend at Black River Landing, going to be some really interesting shows going on. Rockin' on the River and Hairball is going to be there, returning us all to Arena Rock. Should be really, really cool stuff. And the lead guitarist with Hairball, Happy, is joining us on the line right now. Happy, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Thank you. Very good. I'm sitting here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, stretching, getting ready to head your way.
Very nice. Well, that's just a quick plane ride a little bit southeast of where you're at, so you're not too far away. For those who have never heard of Hairball, what are you guys all about?
Well, the cool thing about Hairball is it changes so fast in front of your face. It's way more than just a tribute band. The cool thing is, if you don't like Motley Crue, give it 3 minutes and it turns into Van Halen, and then if you don't like that, it will turn into Queen in 3 minutes, and then it turns into Kiss, and it turns into AC/DC and Guns N' Roses, and it's kind of an enormous costume pyro video spectacle of arena rock, kind of delivered with the big teeth that the artists that we cover did it in that day, you know, so it's not just a bunch of guys just standing there trying to just play the music dead on. I mean, it's a big show. It's a semi-truck and a traveling circus full of everything we could fit and the kitchen sink just to make it an amusing show. So it's the rock and roll, you know, the way you know it's supposed to be done.
Very cool stuff. No, it sounds like it's going to be a really awesome show in a really cool environment this weekend. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys are in your 16th year. How did this all get started?
Well, you are wrong. It's the 17th. And like most great things, it started as a joke, and then it grew like a weed. It started as a sort of a comedy act that was a good adult night of humor in the bars. And slowly over time, we just started adding more things to the show. We spent more and more money on the costumes, and it kind of evolved more into a intense high-end recreation of all the artists that we do and what we represent, delivered as kind of like a fantasy rock concert. You know, the thing about it is, there's a plane flying right overhead here. I hope it doesn't drop any bombs on me. We've had the opportunity to play with almost all of the artists that we do in our show. So I know what it's like to be next to the real Alice Cooper and play songs with them, the real Dee Snider, the real Vince Neil, the real Gene Simmons, the list goes on and on, Stephen Piercy, Tom Kiefer, just a ton of them. So I know why they're great. You know, each in their own way, but you know, we represent different time periods in their career. More the time periods when they were really breaking through and cutting their teeth and setting the standard for this kind of show business that I still think stands to this day.
You mentioned a lot of big names there too. Who in particular really inspired you to get into the music industry? Are there any big names out there that specifically inspired you to stick with this and get into this?
Well, I was originally just drawn to the sound of the guitar, and it took a while for me to admit that to myself later in life, that it was just the simple power chord bringing out in Pinball Wizard, and the three chords in Long Time by Boston, just some of that stuff sucked me into the guitar. But then when my friend Dan Fisher pulled out Kiss Alive 1, I was just really kind of sucked into that whole theater, and just the power and the sound of the guitar at that time. And to this day, I still am, you know. And it kind of evolved from there. But, you know, 1978, I saw Kiss on the Love Gun tour, and that was game-changing for me. You know, and I was probably in the sixth grade or something, but, you know, I just saw the power of that event and, you know, just wanted to be a part of it, you know. And later, all of the other groups that we do, the Aerosmith and Van Halen, and, you know, and much later in life, I got into Queen. So really, there's a reason for all of them. And all of them that we played with, I would say in their own way, give us a part of our personality. You know, I mean, Dee Snider was just like a motivational drill sergeant when you got next to him and you're sound checking and he's telling you how you want it to be. It's like, you know, you just can't help but have your heart rate go up, you know. Alice Cooper just kind of turns into this guy. We're just talking low-key and cool about, you know, his first band's getting blown away by the Yardbirds when they opened up. And then, you know, it seems like he's just very relaxed and easygoing, and I hit the chords, No More Mr. Nice Guy, and he starts swinging a cane at my head like he's going to, you know, just turned into that monster. And, you know, and on down the line. I could give you stories about every one of them, but you don't have the time for it. So maybe another time you can give me my own hour, and I'll tell you all about all of them that have gotten up there. But I know why we salute them.
Yeah, without question. Now, you mentioned some really interesting names in there, and I know everybody's kind of got their own story. Everybody's kind of got, like, their favorite song to play. You mentioned that you guys will go from Van Halen to Motley Crue to Guns N' Roses to Kiss in just a few minutes. Do you have a song in particular that you like to play most, or are there a series of songs you like to play above all the others?
It revolves a lot of times, and we're doing something this year called Hairball Honors, where we take a specific group and kind of focus and play a bigger block of that group and kind of go deeper rather than just playing just the couple hits and move on, you know, where we were just doing Van Halen Honors, and we're playing like Feel Your Love Tonight off the first record. That was a solo I spent a lot of time, and that first Van Halen record had a lot of impact on me. So playing some of the deep cut Van Halen stuff was particularly fun for me. But, you know, I loved studying the Brian May stuff. And at heart, I'm just a rock and roll kid and probably the most physical guitar player you're ever going to see. So for me, I just love to hear a powerful, energetic guitar riff. So, you know, I can be up there playing Back in Black by AC/DC and just, you know, find my teeth, or just anything that's got a lot of energy in it. And every one of the artists we cover have moments like that. So, you know, my favorite part of the show is probably the opening of it. You know, when you hear that cheer of the people that know what's coming, that's a really cool feeling, you know, and I get in touch with my inner 16-year-old kid at that moment and hit it. And it's even more fun for the people that don't know, and the look of amazement when you're just going to go out there and intensely deliver the rock and roll that you believe in, and in the fashion that you believe it should be done. And I've got complete confidence in it. And, you know, I'm lucky to be surrounded with some of the most talented musicians I've ever played with in this group. But above and beyond the talent, it's the energy, the blood, sweat, tears, snakes, and fire that we put into this show that push it over the edge and make it special. That I make no apologies for loving all of that kind of stuff. When I was a kid, I loved to watch Alice Cooper and Kiss and Twisted Sister and all of these guys just be larger than life and create these personas. So that's what we do. Amen.
Happy, I think you just touched on it a little bit. It's not always so much about the music, don't get me wrong. People love the music. They love to sing along. But with these bands that you guys are going out there, you're paying tribute to, it's about the energy they bring to the stage. And I'd imagine you have to match that when you step out on a stage like this.
Well, none of us have really grown up. It's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a mystery as to why why none of us have changed that much, because our set list hasn't hardly changed since high school, and our stage clothes haven't changed that much either, and it's just honest. You know, the only difference with us is we've actually got insurance now, and I can afford whatever guitars and whatever amps I want to play. And pyrotechnics used to be gunpowder in a coffee can. Now I actually get permits and have the fire marshal come in and make sure I keep the fire at least far enough away from the people. Nobody gets burned to death except maybe us. So, other than that, there's really no change. You know, I finally did move out of my parents' house, too. So,
hey, we all got to grow up at some point, I guess.
That's as close as we've ever gotten with this band.
That's all right. Hey, Happy is the lead guitarist with the band Hairball. They're performing at Black River Landing, Rocking on the River this weekend. Well, you've alluded to some of the members of the band already. Tell us all about the other members in this band and what makes you guys so unique and what makes these shows so awesome with all these different personalities.
Well, most of the guys in the band, and the band has changed very little over 17 years. We have a commonality in believing in intense rock and roll and taking chances. And, you know, me and Freaky have been friends, you know, since the day we met, when both of our bands were just starting to play out in bars. And it's just an intense relationship and fun to be on stage with and fun to watch. The other vocalists that are in the band, and I don't even know if I want to tell you how many there are, but there's a few of them, and that's the cool thing. I mean, I've got a guy that is just so dead on with his AC/DC, it'll give you chills, and I got a guy that's just dead on, that's David Lee Roth, and I got another guy that you'd swear to God, Steve Perry just hit the stage. And, you know, between the differences of them, there's almost nothing that we can't do, and it's developed over such a period of time that, you know, I have got more money into wardrobe cases and costumes than my other bands ever used to have in all of the other gear. You know, I mean, we can barely fit a semi-truck, and that's just the little stuff that goes on stage. It's not even counting the sound and lighting that goes into one of our shows. And, you know, there's more people on the crew making it run than there is in the actual band itself. You know, the drummer has been there forever, and he's, you know, we all have little different tastes in the band, you know, and it makes it interesting. But at the end of the day, I think the thing that we share in common the most is that risk-taking love of the energy that is kind of the era that we portray, and it is... People say 80s, but we're playing 70s Aerosmith and Kiss and you know, Alice Cooper music that I wouldn't say, you know, that it's just 80s. What we really do are just artists and showmanship that translates from 100 yards away, that it's just larger than life. You know, that's the way they built them back in the day, you know, when you knew that's Billy Idol, that's Steven Tyler, that's David Lee Roth. I mean, you know what that is. And I don't know who in the heck is the bass player of half of these new bands. I'm not saying that there's not good music that comes out, but, you know, I'm glad that I was raised in an era when rock stars could be ridiculous, and they were times that had more mystique. Radio was extremely powerful. Rock magazines were all over the place, and you did not have the internet, and you had to actually buy an album. You looked at the artwork, you pulled out the sleeve, you read the lyrics, the imagery. There was more mystique and more fantasy to that time and the place. And I like to bring and put a little bit of Santa Claus back in my rock and roll. And you know, I don't want to tell you everything that's going to happen. That's what's magic about Hairball. It's like, expect the unexpected, you know. I can't even tell you what's going to happen. We just get nuts. And when we're in the room, everybody's in on the joke, you know. It's the celebration of arena rock. So it's about more than just the band Hairball. It's about the couple thousand people that show up there to see if they're ready to scream these choruses that are are ready, because they know this kind of rock and roll. And if you're in your 50s or 60s or something, even, and saw these bands in the late 70s, I'm going to remind you what high school is like. If you're 10, 12 years old, this might be classic rock and roll. I'm going to show you why Van Halen is so cool, why Kiss and Twisted Sister or Motley Crue are so cool. And when we're doing the good work is when I see the 50-year-old next to the 12-year-old, and I see them both singing Sweet Child of Mine or Nothing But a Good Time or Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day. And for just those few moments, maybe they finally stepped away from their phones and their laptops and were face-to-face partying at a rock concert like they used to do.
Well, that's, and hopefully we'll see a lot more of that stuff this weekend at Black River Landing, Rockin' on the River. Hairball will be performing this weekend, a bombastic celebration of arena rock. Happy, this was awesome. This is a lot of fun to learn more about what you guys do, and we look forward to seeing you guys when you come on down to Black River Landing this weekend. Safe travels down from Minnesota, my friend. We'll see you this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me ramble. When I rant, I start to roll, so thanks for giving me my space.
No, all good. That was a lot of fun to listen to. There's some really cool stories in there as well.